Hi there.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Look at us. We are back to talk about love.
Love languages. Neerja, what language do you speak?
I think I only speak one language well, and I can tell you it's not a love language.
It's English.
Do you know what your love language is? Or rather, before we get to that, are you fluent in your love language?
I don't even know what that means, to be quite honest, and I don't think I ever will. I think I will die not giving into the concept of love languages, because I'm just like, what if I feel, you know, Spanish one day and then I feel French another? Like, what's stopping me, you know? But I think before we dive in all of that, I think love languages have become like the hugest deal when it comes to relationships, especially during the pandemic. I feel like people were bored, and so they were just like, oh yes,
taking a bunch of quizzes and trying to figure out the most healthy way to be in a relationship. I think that was the purpose of discovering your love language and things like that. But honestly, I think the healthiest way to be in a relationship is to not take quizzes to find out if you're compatible.
But you know what? You're not even wrong. I feel like every time I've taken a quiz with my significant other, there's been something that crops up that's just like, ooh, there's tension in the air now.
And then you're just like, wait, I don't think we get along anymore. Yeah. Because this quiz told me so. But
our love language is bye.
But I think the reason why we were also intrigued, you know, about love languages is that we're both in relationships. And I know I've never explored my love language or my partner's love language. Not that, you know, we don't give a shit, but it's just... You mentioned you've taken a quiz with your significant other. And do you feel like you know each other better now?
I honestly don't even remember the result of the love language quiz that I took. That's how little attention I pay to it. And the thing is, I get really excited about quizzes. So I was like, oh my God, like I'm pumped for this one. And you know what? The longer the quiz, the happier Ahalya is.
Yeah. Because the more time in your life it takes up, that you don't have to be doing something more important. So,
like actually loving your partner, right? Actually learning how to like speak a language together. So anyway, I think I was kind of exposed to the idea literally during the pandemic when it was going viral on the internet, like on Instagram and stuff like that. People were just like, my love language is blah, blah, blah. My love language is, and sometimes people will come up with the quirkiest things. My love language is shutting up when you tell me to. And I was like, okay.
That's an actual love language.
I don't think the Baptist pastor Gary Chapman, who actually came up with the five love languages theory, would appreciate that very much.
It is a curious thing to understand how he came up with these five love languages, right? According to him, that exist without really experiencing a relationship, which is what I assume. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Pastor Gary was a player back in the day and he decided to give it all up and just dedicate his life to the study of love languages. I don't know, but would you care to elaborate on these five love languages?
Sure things. So the first one is acts of service, which is basically doing something to help your partner constantly. Like, I think showing your love in that way through acts of service, maybe just actions speak louder than words vibes. And then the second one is physical touch, which is basically just, you know, physical affection, PDA, and all of them cute things. And then there's quality time, which I didn't know this was a love language. I would assume spending time together is just a basic requirement of a relationship and not necessarily. So quality time. And then there is gifts. And then the final one is words of affirmation, which is basically being really expressive with your admiration, your love for the person, constantly complimenting them.
So that's where words speak louder than actions, basically. It's the exact opposite of the first one.
Yeah. And you know what the funny thing is? Like, I think this is the little argument I have with my partner all the time, like my boyfriend and I. The one thing we constantly argue about, I'm like a communication studies, like, you know, honors graduate and I love language. Maybe I don't love languages, but I love language. And I think it's a very useful tool, not to mention, you know, in radio and podcasting. And he's like, language is a construct. So that should give you a pretty good idea of where we even stand when it comes to love languages.
I think that's a very common, I wouldn't say problem, but a common dynamic in relationships, right? Is when one person communicates more, I feel like the equation is always that the other person maybe retracts a little bit, not, you know, deliberately, but I think it just ends up happening because I think relationship balance is all about one person doing something more than the other person and vice versa.
But I do want to ask you, like, for example, in your experience, do you think everybody has one primary love language, like for their entire life? And then, you know, in different phases, the other complements your, you know, passing love language. Like, do you think there is one primary one and all of the others keep coming and going?
I think it's very much like living in one country, right? If you stay in the same country, then you pretty much only need to speak one language. But then when you keep, if you move around a lot, then you got to learn new languages. And I think that's the same thing with relationships. So if you're married to someone for like a really long time, or if you're in a relationship for a long time, I think your love language maybe evolves here and there, but it pretty much stays the same. But then I think when you switch dynamics and when you, you know, go from one relationship to the next, your language changes as well. You speak differently. You sound different. You smell different. Everything changes.
You smell different. Please elaborate.
I mean, I genuinely do think through in all the relationships I've been in, I've smelled different in each one. You just use different fragrances.
I'm just like, what is this insanely intimate detail I have now learned about you? Yeah, you're just like a fragrance chameleon. You just like camouflage your scent every time you're with a different person.
Because I have literally never said this out loud, but now that I have, I feel like it's true. But do you feel, because you've been in a pretty long-term relationship now, have you felt like your love language has changed?
To be quite honest, I don't think so. I think love languages are applicable to anything, right? Like even friendships and the way that you express your love with your parents and family and stuff. So I think I've always known that like gifting and so I guess gifts and words of affirmation. So, you know, physical bribes and verbal bribes are my love language for the most part. But I think I've always known that about myself through friendships, through family, and now through my romantic relationship. Notice how I still get awkward saying that.
Yeah, I know. it's definitely something you still haven't come to terms with, I think.
It's true.
Are you sure you don't still think you're just friends? One day you're just like, hey, what's going on here?
I think I love him, but I'm shy. So there is that.
Say it out loud, can you?
Yeah, I'm just very shy.
Okay. I think we do need to try and uncover what our love languages are now, like as we stand in relationships today. But before that, I think the only sure shot way of really figuring that out is through a BuzzFeed quiz, because you know how reliable those things are.
Of course. I mean, and you learn the truest details about yourself through BuzzFeed.
And I will say there were other quizzes which, you know, claim to be more effective and detail oriented and things like that. But those had 50 plus questions and this one only has 5. So are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, give you some options. Which of these things would you rather have right now? Laughter, sleep, food, exercise, relaxation, or money?
You've caught me on a very bad work day, so I feel like you know what my answer is, but
honestly, between relaxation, sleep, and food, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've got laughter being with you on this podcast, so wait, can you repeat the option? First of all, who gives like 16 options to choose from? My brain can't process this much.
Okay, so laughter, sleep, food, exercise, relaxation, and money.
Relaxation.
Good choice. I honestly thought you were ultimately going to be like money.
I mean, it did cross my mind and I like that you and I are on the same wavelength with this.
Okay, which of these things do you value most in a romantic partner? Loyalty, friendship, bravery, humor, intelligence, kindness.
Ooh, I'm going to go ahead and say kindness.
Okay, good choice, good choice.
Because if you're kind, you're not going to be disloyal.
True. And if you're kind, you will probably be brave as well. Moving on. Okay, which of these qualities do you think you're the best at in a relationship? Loyalty, friendship, bravery, humor, intelligence, kindness. Oh, it's the same.
I mean, all six. I'm just kidding.
Well, I think I know what your love language is already.
It's affirmation to myself. So I love myself. Yeah. I'd probably say loyalty. I think that's probably, yeah.
Okay. I was between loyalty and friendship for you. So loyalty is good.
Wait, Neeraja, why wasn't kindness the one that you picked for me?
I just thought because you picked it for your partner.
Yeah, you know, he has it, so I don't have to.
You know how we talked about how one person has more of something than the other? I just thought this was one of those situations. All right, which role do you usually play in a relationship? Jack, Rose, I'm kidding, no. Caretaker. Your face was just like, what? Is this a movie?
I was like the Jack, like the cards, and I was like, what is his character? Like, he has a personality.
Caretaker, listener, leader, problem solver, friend, guardian.
I'm gonna go ahead and caretaker and guardian are kind of the same, are they not?
I think caretaker is more from like an affectionate standpoint, and guardian is more like a protective standpoint.
I'm a big man. I think I'm going to go ahead and say, I think problem fixer. And then, Shit, there was one more that I've forgotten now that you said. I think it was like...
listener, leader, friend, guardian, caretaker. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a friend and problem fixer slash caretaker. I think I'm all three.
There is no option to pick all three, so you've got to pick one.
Just one? How limiting. Which is also my general feeling towards the love languages, but okay.
I'm going to pick problem solver because that's what you were leaning towards.
Okay, cool.
Leader is clearly not it because you just let me push you over.
Well, I'm also finding out a lot about your love language through the way you're taking this quiz. So.
Which of these things would you rather get from a partner? Kiss, gift, home-cooked meal, secret compliment, or long conversation?
Wait, a secret compliment?
No, a secret, a compliment, or a long conversation.
But all of these things sound so good, I want all of them.
Assuming that just by virtue of being in a relationship, you are going to get kissed every once in a while. Like, kiss is the only thing that I would rule out of this because it's so basic.
So what was it? Kiss, gift, home-cooked meal, a secret?
Compliment, long conversation.
I'm going to go with long conversation because the others just seem like... it'd be a little weird and like controlling if I was like, give me all your secrets or you don't mean it.
Long conversation, I think, is also something that you pick at an earlier stage in your relationship. Like, I think 10 years down the line, you just want them to shut up. But I'm going to say long conversation. Okay. And, all right, are you ready to find out what your love style is?
Oh my God, it was that easy? That's it?
Yeah. Your love style is... can you give me a drum roll? Alright. So, your love style is giving. You're willing to go out of your way to do something nice for another person. You have a lot of empathy and a lot of love and affection to give. Unfortunately, this means you can get taken advantage of because you are so kind.
Bro, I just want to say this has got me all wrong because I also love taking, but they didn't mention that.
I think it depends on what you love more. It just means you're a lovely person. Just take it and run with it.
Wife me right now, brothers.
I really hope your significant other is listening to this because it's very important to be a giving lover.
Thank you very much. And yes, and now if he's listening to it, now he knows what he has. Yeah. And he should give me a secret and a compliment.
It's very evident from this conversation that both our love languages depend highly on just self-praise and self-confidence, I'm going to say. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we have been taught to love ourselves because you can't trust anyone else to do it, apparently. So
I think we love ourselves so much because we haven't been taught to love ourselves. And now we're just like, you know what?
Compensating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting quiz.
Wait, did you take it for yourself? What was your love style?
oh, you know, that would be okay.
Take it now.
What, mine is also giving, dude? What the f***? That's the same as yours for some reason, which doesn't make any sense because I literally said I would rather get a gift from a partner than like a kiss or something more meaningful. And yet I am the giver, which I really don't understand. So I am disappointed in this result. I mean, I shouldn't be. It's a nice thing, but I just think it's true. So on top of being inaccurate, this quiz is now making me feel guilty.
Because also BuzzFeed really does give us the truest of truths about ourselves. So you must take everything it says with a bucket of salt. Is that the opposite of a pinch of salt?
Yeah, that's the superlative that we're looking for. But honestly, based on the five love languages we were talking about in the beginning, right? Maybe we should try and figure out for ourselves what our love language is. So yours, you said, were words of affirmation and physical touch. No, is that what you said?
Yeah. I think so. That's the thing. I think like my primary love language is words of affirmation, and then everything else sort of comes and goes in phases. And I honestly think that that's kind of the way it is for most people. And there are many more languages, like, you know, shutting up when you are told to shut up. Yeah. And I also think so, if anyone does want to find this out, right, go and take, like, it's called the love language quiz, and it's online. You can take it whenever you want. You can do it with your partner and see where you guys end up.
And just to add a disclaimer, we're not talking about the one we just took. We're talking about the more comprehensive one that you've actually taken with your partner, which is very or mostly accurate.
Yeah, exactly. And also just to put it out there, you know, I think there does tend to be a trend where we analyze love a lot, and that ends up being the biggest problem, is not being able to accept the person for who they are. And it's something we all kind of deal with or are confronted with at some point or the other, again, with friends, with family, etc. So I think it's really important not to, I mean, even psychologists don't really agree with this constantly. Like, there's been not that many studies, but from the research that has come out, it's suggested that this isn't like a foolproof thing. Maybe it's fun to, you know, take the quiz and figure it out, but it can be quite limiting, right? A human being is made up of all kinds of different aspects, so just take it as it comes and don't stick with someone just because they're loyal if they're a shitty person.
Ultimately, like, finding out what your love language or what your partner's love language is can have some benefits, I think, in just understanding, you know, the little things that could make somebody happy. So don't rely on it as a handbook, but learn it just because it's fun. You know, it's like the Duolingo of love. So just a few keywords here and there couldn't hurt.
No, they couldn't. I mean, who doesn't love a dictionary? And also, you know, you live your entire life and you always learn new words. And I think it's great. Also, I think, you know, you just raised a very valid point. The idea that maybe you accept the person for who they are and you truly do love them. But sometimes we do miss out on the little things. So this can really help with that. Also to understand what another person really values in a relationship. So I guess for that reason, it is important to speak a similar language.
That's right. So go take it. And even if you're not in a relationship, you can still stand to take this quiz and just find out what your own love language is so that you can go around telling your friends, get those gifts where you can, people.
And here are your words of affirmation for today.
You rock.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.